Demand patterns. When demand is recorded over time and then visualized in chart form, patterns and trends may become apparent. Exhibit 3-23 shows an example of demand mapped over the course of 4 years. Exhibit 3-23. Demand patterns over time. When demand data are visualized, they may tell a story. Several observations can be made about the patterns of demand for products and services. Seasonality. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines seasonality as follows: a predictable, repetitive pattern of demand measured within a year, during which time the demand grows and declines. These are calendar-related patterns that can appear annually, quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily, and/or hourly. SIN. Seasonal variation. C. Base series. The key point about seasonality is that it repeats over the analysis period, and thus can be isolated from other sources of variation and removed temporarily so that it will not influence forecasting. Trend. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a trend as general upward or downward movement of a variable over time, for example, demand or process attribute. Trends can also be flat. If demand data are put into a worksheet program such as Microsoft Excel, both a chart and a trend can be automatically calculated. Trends can be influenced to varying degrees internally by things like promotions and externally by things outside one's control, such as an economic cycle. Cycle. Cycles usually refer to the wave-like patterns observed in the growth and recession trends of the economy over years. Unlike seasonality, economic cycles do not repeat over a predictable period of time, so this type of forecasting is left to economists. Another example of a cycle that could influence a trend is a product's life cycle. Random variation. Random variation is any variation left over after seasonality and trends have been accounted for. Random variation reflects that customers vary when, where, and in what quantities they buy products. The level of variation can differ greatly. If random variation is small, forecasting will be fairly accurate. If it is large, errors will be high. To find the relative amount of random variation, sum the differences between the forecast and actual sales for a reasonable period of time for the given forecast type. Variance around the average that results in no bias, no consistent deviation from the mean in one direction, is the random variation. For this reason, random variation and bias are often reviewed together. As the description of random variation indicates, some demand patterns will be more volatile than others. Demand variation. Some products and services, like staples, for example, rice, have stable demand patterns, meaning that they are predictable. Stable demand patterns may have fairly steady trends, predictable seasonality, and minimal random variation. Products with stable demand patterns can be forecasted with low error, so make-to-stock manufacturing environments can be used profitably. Products and services with dynamic demand patterns, such as innovative products, may have shifting trends, no seasonality or seasonality that shifts unpredictably, and or a high degree of random variation that masks trends and seasonality. In these cases, forecasting is trying to find only the base, average, demand for use in planning. More flexible manufacturing strategies may be needed. Another option might be to find ways to make a dynamic demand pattern more stable. For example, communicate better to reduce or eliminate the bullwhip effect. Exhibit 3-24 shows demand for two different products. The dotted lines show a set of upper and lower limits. Perhaps these are the limits of the organization's production flexibility or the expected minimum and maximum levels of demand for an item. In the first chart, the magnitude of the shifts from the average level stay within these limits. But in the second chart, they are more volatile and exceed capacity limitations or expectations of normal demand fluctuations. In addition, while the first chart shows seasonality, the second chart has no discernible seasonal pattern, so the average is the most useful information for forecasting. However, averages can be misleading. Exhibit 3-24, stable versus dynamic demand. Note that forecasting is needed for different purposes in different manufacturing environments. Here are examples of different types of uncertainty in each manufacturing environment that may require forecasting. Make to stock, variations in demand stated in forecasts for each inventory location. Assemble to order, variations in quantity, customer order timing, and product 1009. Make to order, size of the backlog and the level of company resources necessary to finish the engineering and produce the products per the specifications. Engineer to order, hiring difficult to find specialists such as design engineers and ordering materials with long lead times. The manufacturing environment can also impact forecast horizon selection.